Hello, this is Erin Johnson.
And I'm Cara Marinucci. Together, we offer workshops and training on music, meditation, expressive arts, and mind-body approaches. We hope your new year is off to a wonderful start. Most of us know that wellness is about balance, eating healthy, consistent exercise, enough sleep, and playing as well as working. But it's that eating part that trips many people up, as evidenced by all the diets out there that so many people try and then quit.
Yes, so true. So today, we focus our podcast on creating wellness for ourselves by cultivating a mindful relationship with food, eating, and with our body. By this, we mean being mindful of the food we eat, bringing awareness to our choices of what and how much to eat, and really being with the experience of eating, enjoying the taste sensations, as well as noticing the sensations of hunger and fullness.
And mindfulness offers a way out of the cravings and shame that for so many surrounds the experience of eating. And think back to the last time you or someone you know made a judgmental comment about what or how much they just ate. It may be something like that old commercial, "I can't believe I ate the whole thing." You know, but usually it's accompanied by a lot of guilt and shame, such as, "I shouldn't have eaten that," or "I won't eat anything tomorrow," or "I'm such a pig." And then this meal that could have been appreciated and savored is now viewed as a source of shame or a failure of will.
That's right. And too often the self-criticism and judgment seems to lead not to positive change, but to continuing to repeat the cycle over and over, and trying the latest diet again and again, and all the while just feeling worse and worse about yourself. Mindfulness offers a more balanced relationship with food, the experience of eating, and with ourselves.
And this is something that we can integrate into our life in an ongoing way. When we approach food with mindfulness, we bring awareness to how we go about choosing the food we eat. And this enables us to notice without judgment and criticism when we are making less healthy choices, such as eating fast food several times a week, and instead maybe preparing some healthier meals. When we have a more conscious awareness of our choices and behavior, we are better able to make positive changes.
You know, many people eat very quickly. One may say mindlessly. Many people agree that they multitask while they eat. I know I do, more often than I would like to.
It's part of our culture.
It is. They eat while watching TV, reading, talking on the phone, and driving. Of course, one of America's greatest pastimes is going out for meals with family and friends, which is great, but most people would not say it was necessarily a mindful experience. The difference is that mindful eating is bringing your attention and awareness to the food as you're eating it, as well as to your body as you eat. Noticing the color and texture, the aroma of the food, noticing your mouth salivate in anticipation of taking a bite, the burst of flavor when you start to chew, the sensation of swallowing.
Yes. So let's try this now. If you're at home or in a place, you can take a break and get a simple food to join in this mindfulness eating meditation. So you might get a few raisins or grapes, carrot, celery stalk, and place the food in front of you and take a moment to really bring your awareness to the food. Notice the color, texture, aroma. Pick it up and smell it. Feel the presence of this nourishment in your fingers. Then gently place it on your tongue, but don't bite down on it just yet. Notice your mouth salivating in anticipation of biting the food. Notice the texture and feel of the food in your mouth. There may even be a hint of flavor. Then slowly bite and start to chew and notice the sensation of taste. Take a little more time to chew the food than you usually do. Notice the movement of the jaw, your teeth, as you savor this small morsel of goodness. And then swallow. And notice that as well, the experience of ingesting. And now do it again on your own with another bite. And just remember to take your time.
Hmm. That was nice.
Mm.
You know, I remember years ago being at my first day-long silent retreat. We were instructed to bring a bag lunch, and we were given plenty of time for lunch so we could eat mindfully, practice doing that. And that was 15 years ago, and I still remember what I brought for lunch that day.
Hmm. Wow. That's the power of mindfulness.
Yeah. I tend to like to bring a lot for lunch, as Cara could tell you. But that day, I didn't have much in the fridge, so I only had a little cup of yogurt and some grapes and a few crackers. Mm-hmm. That was my lunch. Mm-hmm. And I was actually full before I finished, which Cara can also tell you is pretty amazing.
And so try this every now and then. It's not something, you know, you're going to do all the time. But I know that we experienced this also one of the days with Jon Kabat-Zinn. Mm-hmm. They actually said they were, you know, sort of interesting, this day retreat, and they were going to give you lunch. And I was very curious about that. I remember signing up. And what they gave us, do you remember? It was a small block of cheese.
Mm-hmm. Parmesan.
Parmesan, some almonds, some raisins or grapes. Mm-hmm. And piece of chocolate. Oh, what a wonderful piece of chocolate.
And a little muffin, too.
And a little muffin. So that it wasn't, it was, it all fit pretty much in both hands cupped together. And just the experience of eating that in a mindful way, I was so happy and full and mm-hmm. very appreciative. The gratefulness
Absolutely.
That came from it was just wonderful. So I don't know about you, Aaron, but maybe we can try to do that a little bit more often.
Absolutely. Yeah, this made such an impression on me, and obviously you're hearing from Cara, too, when we eat mindfully. And now any of my friends and family can tell you, I don't eat mindfully all the time, but I do continue the practice of eating mindfully at least a few meals a week.
Mm-hmm. And this is important that mindful awareness can enhance your every experience. It's not just necessarily taking time and just being quiet. You know, what we can consider the formal practice of sitting. But bringing it to just our regular things like eating can really help us not get too caught up in being busy or self-critical or worrying about the past or future. So that's the practice, bringing yourself back to present awareness again and again, whether it's with eating, breathing, walking, or any other aspect of our embodied experience.
And for anyone who would like to go further into this improving their relationship with food, you might want to consider bringing your mindful eating into your regular meditation practice. Jan Chosen Bays wrote the book Mindful Eating, and in it she explores 7 kinds of hunger, including heart hunger. She observes that most unbalanced relationships with food are caused by being unaware of heart hunger. No food can satisfy this form of hunger. To satisfy it, we must learn how to nourish our hearts.
Mm. Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. Nourish our hearts. And in addition to being aware of our eating habits and patterns and inviting change into those patterns, we also need a healthy dose of self-compassion and to feel connected to our whole selves and to our bodies in ways that are grateful. Jan Chosen Bays reminds us that most of us will feel frustrated, sad, bored, disappointed, angry, insecure, lonely, or impatient before we snack.
Yes, and we often try to avoid these uncomfortable feelings, and eating is a very common way to do that. When this becomes a pattern, we notice cravings and mood changes as part of our ongoing relationship with food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And by bringing mindfulness to our eating, we are inviting ourselves into a healthy and joyful relationship to food.
Yes. So we hope you will consider eating one meal a week in mindful awareness. Allow yourself to be aware and present as you choose, prepare, smell, taste, touch, and eat your food.
And we hope you have savored this podcast. We know we have. And we hope you will check out our website, www.integrativemusicinstitute.com, for more information. Until next time. Be well.